Second, I'm going to put this. I'm going to be caught by the bell. Can you listen?
Hi, can you listen?
Okay, good. So first, I'm sorry, how's your name?
It's Paul.
Ah, I was expecting you more French. you're not as French as you should be. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Good. Thanks, Paul. Yeah. Like Paul said, I am here in behalf of Ofray. He couldn't make it. He couldn't find any funding for coming, and the expenses for coming from Colombia are pretty high. So I'm going to just start by presenting myself and asking you. For some kind of forgiveness. I'm preparing this in less than half a week, and I'm using this software that I never used in my life before, and it's kind of mind-blowing because it does not go in a line like slides, but it goes in multiple lines. It's more like a mind map. So it's I'm really new in this. So I'm Santiago Bragañolo. I'm from Argentina, so that's kind of a Latin American fraternity. I'm working in India, so that's why for me it's easier to come by. I'm working in France, and actually that's why also I can be today. Somehow I got some money from them. I will come in anyway, but. And I'm also a Faro developer. Faro is the main language behind Grafoscopio, so this is why we also know each other. This is a really funny title, like Ofray likes to put, like pocket infrastructure to bridge reproducible research, like calling civic activism and data feminism from the global south. This is the first time in my life I can say it all together without stopping. Okay. It has a lot of corners that I am. I'm from IT. I'm not from. And he's from. Yeah, art and humanities and design and creation. So, well, our minds were completely different. So first, what is Grafoscopio? It's a tool that is focusing in what we call reproducible research. So I will show you just briefly how it looks like. This is basically it's an editor that allows us to